As most of you know, last week we started a new campaign called Sharpen Our Edge. And as I mentioned last week, we have a goal. The trustees and the finance committee have come together to try to make some improvements here on the church building and do some things. And just to kind of remind you about that, that is to replace the flooring in the fellowship hall, the gymnasium, all of the stairway coming up to the sanctuary, new light fixtures here in the sanctuary portion of the church, new audiovisual equipment, I guess you'd say, that'll be placed in the back, painting, just to kind of remind you that the need is constantly there to make repairs. We had to replace an air conditioner here recently so that it would be comfortable here in our church building. And let's see, we're also going to be doing some painting on the exterior of the education wing. And I want to give you a praise, God, that last week we received close to $8,000 at that first announcement. So it's wonderful. As I mentioned last week, what our goal is to raise $30,000 in 30 days. And we want to do that. And our first job is to replace the flooring downstairs. And then we'll get the full $55,000 in here right away. And we'll be able to do it all. But I want to remind you, someone mentioned to me that they wanted to know if they could make a pledge. Initially, we're trying to encourage people to give cash, but that doesn't always work. If you have a need that you would prefer to do some type of a pledge, all you need to do is put it on a piece of paper and put it, either drop it in the basket, and then they'll get that to the finance committee so that we'll know that down the road that there'll be dollars coming in and what dollar amount that is. But we're very excited about these new improvements. And like I said, we've raised over $8,000 the first week. I've had several people mention or talk to me today about making a donation. And I want to remind you that the donation can be given in memory of someone. It can be given as a praise God, something that's happened in your life, or maybe you have someone that you want to give credit to or give honor to, possibly someone that has affected your Christian walk. So we want to encourage everyone to move forward, look forward to this. It's a great, I'm not going to call it a problem, but it's wonderful that our church is so active and we've got so many things that going on in this building that we've got to kind of keep up with our times, and we want to move forward. So thanks again, and remember, we're in our second week, and we've got three more weeks to go. So thank you.
Thank you, Randy. At this time, we'd like to have everyone stand and join with Gail on the organ and Deanna on the piano. Number 688 in the gold hymnal, the Star-Spangled Banner.